Number 141. T-Rex. People tell me that I prate or prattle about dinosaurs. I don't mean to preach about dinosaurs, but I have a predilection for them, particularly those that were predators. My mind is pregnant with precise factoids about them. Dinosaurs lived in prehistoric times and preceded humans by millions of years. They were the predominant animals on Earth for millions of years. They predominated over all other animals. They were the precursors of birds and would sometimes preen themselves in the same manner as their descendants. They were pre-literate, but we can use their fossils as a preface to discovering what their lives were like. The predatory T-Rex was a famous dinosaur. It's hard to imagine that something like that was related to the predecessors of canaries, but look how they pranced, and the similarity becomes more obvious. Many people have a prejudice against T-Rex because of its bloodthirsty image. I once read a preliminary version of a derogatory precis written by a prelate. From it, it was clear that he was predisposed to preclude that T-Rex had any feelings. This predisposition from such a preeminent person surprised me so much that I thought it must have been a prank instigated by a precocious child. It is a precept that should, in my opinion, be included in every preamble to a discussion of T-Rex, that the mothers were protective and caring towards their young. The safety of the young may even have preempted the safety of the parent. The mother would attack prey in view of her young, setting a precedent which the young could follow when they were older. The success in learning these prefatory lessons would predetermine the success of each T-Rex later in life. The mother's success in hunting predestined that of the youngsters. The life of a T-Rex was very precarious, as an injury whilst hunting would cause the animal to be in a great predicament. It might not be able to protect its precinct from other predators. It might not be able to hunt, which could precipitate starvation. T-Rex had big prehensile jaws. This meant that it had to be a large animal, so it couldn't move in a precipitant way. It had to wait for prey and ambush it. Occasionally, it might have been aided by precipitation, which would have hidden it and its scent. In many ways, a hunting T-Rex prefigured hunting humans. Personally, I just like to imagine a T-Rex making a precipitous climb to the top of a prominent precipice and roaring, putting fear into the heart of every animal within earshot.